Tom Gates is absolutely fantastic at some things. Written by Liz Pichon and read by Rupert Grimm. Morning. I thought Mr. Fullerman would be in a really bad mood this morning, after our sort of midnight feast and sock snake episode. But he was surprisingly jolly and very wide awake. Not like me. This was because when everyone else eventually dozed off, I discovered that Brad Galloway talked in his sleep. He had a whole conversation with his eyes closed about dogs and how he wanted to take them for a walk. I tried to wake him up, but nothing worked. "Wake up, Brad," he just said.
"That's a good boy. Ready for your walkies."
He kept talking all night and didn't remember a thing in the morning. I hoped Brad wasn't going to do that every night, or I might have to swap beds again. Thanks to Brad's chatting, I was a bit sleepy at breakfast. Team leader Jenny shouting, "Morning, everyone," woke me up a bit. "I hope you all slept well and are ready to have some fun." Kind of. She told us our rafts had been moved to the lake and were ready for the race. Great. "So let's go." Team leader Joe led the way. We followed them through the woods to the lake, where everyone taking part in the race had to put on a helmet and a life jacket. Marcus insisted on being at the back of the raft. "I can steer it and be in charge," he said. "Whatever, Marcus," I said, like we had a choice. Team leader Joe reminded everyone, "Paddle carefully, as straight as you can to the finish line. Can everyone do that?" We all said, "Yes," even if we couldn't. Looking at our raft, I wasn't sure it would make it that far. Great Manor School were taking part in the race too, and their rafts looked a bit different to ours. Julia suggested we should all paddle at the same time. It was a good plan, but Marcus was too busy flicking water at Norman and wasn't listening. Then Norman flicked water back, only most of it went on to Mrs. Worthington, who was trying to take photos for the school newsletter. "Stop it," she shouted. "Stop that, you two." When team leader Joe blew his whistle for the race to start, we all began to paddle like crazy, but not at the same time or in the same direction.